and your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
Congressional lawmakers and first responders from New York are heading to Washington, D.C. to demand reauthorization of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. Also roaming the halls of Congress is former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been an advocate for 9/11 victims since the beginning. He joins Fox News and says why this is such an important issue and needs to be resolved.
These are men and women who have suffered great illnesses because of their heroic work down on Ground Zero during 9/11 and during the months that passed, and they deserve our attention. They've always answered the call for us, and we need to answer the call for them.
R&B singer R. Kelly is entering a plea of not guilty to sex abuse charges in Cook County Court in Chicago, Illinois. The music star appeared before a judge wearing an orange jumpsuit. Kelly has yet to post his $100,000 bail. His lawyers say they need to sort out his finances first. Kelly is being kept in a private cell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un later this week. As far as what we need to come out of that meeting with the North Koreans, former ambassador to the UN Bill Richardson tells Fox News,
"We need to reduce North Korea's nuclear arsenal for our sake, for Japan's, South Korea's, and so far they haven't done much."
Real-time host Bill Maher on Friday blasted middle Americans in red states as envious to their blue state counterparts. Republican Governor of South Dakota Kristi Noem has a message for Maher.
Well, I've been all over this country. There's no place I'd rather be from than the heartland. We have the best people in the world that are raising their families there. We feed the world. We have a higher rate of service, men and women who step up to defend the freedoms and liberties of this great country. So I wholeheartedly disagree with what Bill is saying there. I'm just blessed to be from the heartland.
Maher also said the flyover states have become passed-over states, and that's why red state voters are so ticked off, to which Noem tells Fox News,
"Oh, maybe he needs to spend some time in South Dakota, because we just have phenomenal people that love our country. They're raising their families and communities that take care of each other, that serve each other. And we have a work ethic that cannot be compared to anyone else. So, our people in the heartland do the hard work that makes this country strong, and we're just so proud of where we are and where we come from."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we got a great show for you today. Let's get started here. So we're going to talk about the weather here today. Most of you have probably noticed that wind whipping around out there, and also today, sunny with a high near 38 degrees, windy with a west wind 24 to 28 miles per hour. But here's the thing, gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around a very cool 19 degrees. West winds from 10 to 18 with gusts again as high as 36 miles per hour. And then Tuesday, sunny with a high near 35. Northwest winds around 11 miles per hour. So for those of you that travel on Route 31 and all on my way up today, Route 31 is closed from Magdalena's Cheesecake, if you know where that is, down to Hopewell and stuff, because of a tree that fell on a power line that fell on a tractor trailer. So according to the PSE&G truck that stopped me and redirected me, he said the road's going to be closed for about 6 to 8 hours today. So if you're traveling that way, you'll be detoured over towards Lambertville, And then you'll take that Lambertville-Hopewell bypass back out to where the old Stewart's Root Beer used to be and Karen's Ice Cream Corner was, for those of you who remember that is and all. So we've got a great show today, and we'll be back in a few moments.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola with the show, Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most effective weight loss and health program. Today, have we got a great show for you. Everybody's been thinking about ways of saving money and how they can make their home more efficient and more energy ready and all. Well, today we have an expert in the field, and now he's come in from the field now to talk to us, and his name is Roger Locandra. And he is with Energy Smarts Mechanical. And what is their specialty? Well, not just their specialty, but today we're going to tap into his vast knowledge about geothermals and clean energy. So, first of all, Roger, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Very good. And so for the next hour, we have so many things to cover and stuff like that. I'm going to let you begin with talking about geothermals, who, what, when, where, and why, and how we're going to go about it.
Okay. I had an interesting class or professor once explain geothermal. He said, what if you could take all the heat in your house in the summer and save it somewhere and bring it back in the summer, in the winter and use it then? Geothermal. That's your answer. Takes the heat and just moves it around. And even on the day we were just discussing, windy days like today, the ground, ambient ground temperature is 54 degrees. You go 3 foot down and it's 54 degrees. You pump water out of the ground, it's 54 degrees. It's the highest efficiency heat pump you can get. It provides the most even heating. It provides the most economical heating. And it reduces a lot of the questions or a lot of the answers or a lot of the dilemmas the world faces right now. I mentioned to another person, we hear a lot about the Green New Deal that they want to start. It's going to be a jobs program, and it's going to solve all America's problems. But Energy Smarts Mechanical's tagline is that we've been green a long time. For 25 years, we've been providing geothermal services and promoting it. The state promotes it through the Board of Public Utilities. The federal government has promoted it by giving 30% federal tax credits. So the people that are coming to, to the airwaves right now talking about a Green New Deal are 40 years behind us.
Isn't that something? Here, they're trying to make it seem as though it's the cutting-edge technology. And here it's been around for a long time, and you have been tapping into it and using it to help solve a lot of energy needs and cost savings and stuff along with it that we're going to learn.
Yes, absolutely. And the it reduces people's individual energy usage from 3,000 to 6,000 a year. I actually have my own personal house used $15,000 worth of propane to heat it in one winter. And now it turns at about $300 of electric to run the house, the farm. We have a tree nursery, so we run wells to run the farm, a shop. Everything runs through that $350.
That's an incredible savings and stuff. How come the general public doesn't know about this? Right. Very good. So what we're going to do is take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the mechanics, as you would say, about working all that. So hang on. We're going to learn more about the Green Deal with Roger and stuff, who have been the green for a long time in clean energy.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Got it. And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola for Nutrimost of Flemington. Today we've got a great show and stuff. A lot of people are thinking about, you know, how they can save money now with the taxes going up and, you know, being more energy efficient. So we have a local expert in that field and stuff. His name is Roger Locandra, and he's with the Energy Smarts Mechanical, and today we're tapping into his knowledge about geothermals and stuff. A lot of people are aware of solar panels on their roof, and they're aware of wind turbines sitting out in the backyard and stuff, and each one of them has their own inherent problems and advantages and stuff, and we thought that this would be a good time for people to find out what the advantages are of geothermals and putting it together in a nice package to help with energy and cost in a house and all. So, Roger, please, off air, we were talking about the many different opportunities that the homeowner has here in Hunterdon County to tap into the new, what they consider to be the new trend of geothermals. You've been doing it for many, many years, and you were saying that it's been around for many, many more years and all. So go ahead and talk about what this is all about. Oh, wow.
Highly efficient in air conditioning mode in the summer because air conditioning works in reverse to what people think. It actually takes the heat out of your house and forces it into the air or into the ground as geothermal. And that's why geo is more efficient because you're taking heat and putting it into 54-degree water so it transfers very rapidly, where outside the conventional heat pump or air conditioner unit that people see that's outside of their house, mm-hmm. actually blows hot air over it. Gas expansion.
Right.
So taking hot air and blowing it on something to cool it off didn't help. I always tell people, you know, when we're kids, if you burn yourself, you go right over to the tap, you turn the water on, you start putting water on it. You know in the back of your brain that'll cool something off quicker. You don't walk around in 100-degree weather and wave your hand above your hair, you know, above your head in the air. So it's, you know, we're all programmed to know that water moves the heat quicker,
mm-hmm.
away from whatever it's doing. So the Clean Energy Program takes people into that, knowing that they want to be energy efficient. The Clean Energy Program helps people by giving them a $4,000 rebate. It helps them by giving a $10,000 no-interest loan. It helps them into other areas where there's low-interest loans. So as people's projects grow, and they often do, Hunterdon County has had bigger projects than a lot of places in the state. I kind of rib the people at the state. They designed it around the little pink house.
Okay.
One boiler, one mechanical